Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after her friend's ex-wife suddenly passed, she was up late with him, and she saw someone checking on his young daughter, but all the kids were sound asleep. Was it their mother checking on them?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802. To share your real ghost stories online with us. You can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can write in if you prefer that method on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. If you enjoy the show and you want to just listen with no commercials, just binge away nonstop. I like doing that sort of thing. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, super cheap. You can do monthly, you can do yearly, super cheap. You can try it for 3 days. If you are not on Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on this episode, this historic episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Carol, makes it historic, Tony.
I'm going to ask you that very same question, Carol. Tell us why this is a historic episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, it would be historic because I don't have a freaking idea why this would be historic.
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw it to you that way.
This is like our 20,000th episode.
Wouldn't it be funny if it actually was and we just had no idea? Because I'm completely bullshitting you. There's nothing historic about this. It was just, I'm just going to toss it to you that way and just see what you come up with.
I was thinking I really wanted to come up with something brilliant and it just wasn't there.
Your improv skills are not very good this evening, though, are they?
No, they're not.
No, could have totally gone so many ways with that. And really, you kind of let us all down.
The 20,000th episode.
The 20,000th episode. 20,000th episode. No, I've no. Where are we? I don't even know where are we at. I have no clue. There's so many. I can kind of let me get the general idea here. Hang on.
I can come up.
We're close to 5,000.
Yeah. That's a lot of episodes.
Yes, that does seem to be a lot of episodes of this program.
That's pretty historic.
5,000 episodes over the last 10 years. It's a hefty load. And if you want access to every single one of those ad-free, you can do that, like I said, Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's all loaded there, too. Believe me, it took a long time to load them. And also ghostpodcast.com, the original way to get in on all of that. Let's go to our ghost story and hear what we got at 855-853-4802. Hi.
I have a best friend who is a guy, and he was divorced. And his ex-wife, who had custody of his four daughters, they had shared custody. However, the ex-wife suddenly on a Thursday afternoon had a horrible headache, and she was dead by the next Wednesday. And essentially what it was a very aggressive form of brain cancer. She had ignored some signs and symptoms, and by the time they found it, she was practically dead already. Like in the hospital, she was not clear and definitely having trouble functioning with a brain that had cancer on every side of it. It was a very sad death. And also in the middle of that, my friend needed help. He was now a single father of four daughters. So he called me, and when the day that this lady died, I'll call her Elle. The day that Elle died, she passed away sort of in the morning, and then these kids and this new single father needed a place to stay. I helped them get into a hotel, and I helped drive them. And so later that evening, I was hanging out with my friend. All the girls were asleep. We had made it through this marathon, crummy day. We were at a relatively nice hotel, and it had a lovely little porch. And the porch opened onto a room, and it had a sliding glass door. And it had, like, gauzy little curtains, right? So if you don't want a lot of light. And then it had very heavy curtains. When my friend and I settled down after all the girls were asleep, and we were just kind of processing, we were on that porch, and I was facing directly straight ahead, looking at the sliding glass door that led to one of the rooms. There were two rooms, because they're short girls, but there were two rooms. And we were sitting out on the porch. I glanced up, and a little bit of background information is that the second oldest daughter looks remarkably like her mom, like literally spitting image, just very, very similar in almost in height. She's young, but she's almost as tall as her mother was, and she's got all the facial features, long hair. She kept her hair the same color, the same length as her mother. What happened was, we're out smoking a cigarette. I'm facing forward. My friend is slightly angled towards the door. And the littlest girl is in the bedroom sleeping. And we had the gauzy curtains up, so that we can kind of see what was going on. And then there was a gap where it was just clear glass. So I'm facing that, and I see the door to that room open. I saw it. What I saw was the second oldest daughter coming in to check on the littlest. What I thought was the daughter walked to the foot of the bed and stopped and looked at the littlest and sort of leaned over, almost like she was trying to get a better look and just check. I thought, obviously, since her mother had just died, I thought, well, maybe the littlest one is not asleep. And I looked at her, and she was asleep. So all of this was happening in like a split second. So what I did was, all I did was casually say to my friend, "Oh, hey, think someone's up." And he said, "What?" And he glanced in the room, and he will not admit to this day that he saw it too, but he glanced in the room, and he got up, and he went to go check. I really didn't think anything of it, because I thought it was the second oldest. And so I kind of, like, glanced away and was taking a puff on my cigarette and, like, not really paying attention, because I thought, hey, Dad's on duty. And when I glanced back, there was no one in the room. I was like, well, that's kind of strange. So I went in at that point to get a drink, because my friend was still inside. By the time I went inside to grab a soda, I kind of met with him in the hallway, and he had checked on every single girl. And they were all flat out asleep. And that's when I got scared. Because he said, "No, everyone's good." And I looked at him and I was like, "Did you check T's room?" And he's like, "Yeah, she's asleep." "No, no, 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 but T's asleep. Like, does she look like she went back to sleep?" Because I was thinking, well, maybe she checked on the littlest and then she went back and crashed. "Yeah, no." They were all completely crashed out. They'd had a very long day. Their mom had died that day. They were all exhausted, and none of them were asleep. All of them were asleep. And sleeping soundly at that point. So I kind of looked at my friend, and he was on emotional overload. And so I sort of started to get revved up. I said, no, tell me tea. No, no, that was tea. That was tea. She was up, and she was checking on C. And he said, no, don't, girl, sleep. And I looked at him, and my eyes got wide, and it was sort of like this instant recognition of he knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I'm feeling, because I know he glanced the figure out of the corner of his eye. And he is usually really flexible and totally not, you know, resistant to stuff. But on this day, after this very, very long day that my friend had gone through, he literally said, he was like, nope, we're not going there. And I said, but I saw tea. If it wasn't tea, if she's asleep, nope. And we kind of looked at each other, and I kind of, like, wanted to fight a little bit, and then I let it go because it had been a very long, 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 long day. I don't have any explanation, and I was able to double-check it with another person. And so what I see that as is their mom coming to check on the kids. Like, I imagine if I had been in the other room, I probably would have seen her come glance at the other girls too. So today is the 1 year anniversary of her death, and I am on my way to buy flowers for the girls to just commemorate, like, I'm thinking of you. And so I thought that this would be an appropriate time to share the story, and also I really don't have anybody else to share the story with. So I appreciate the venue. I appreciate your work. I'm also completing my psychology degree, and I also feel like it helps me be a better observer of the paranormal. I think it helps me be a better observer of life. So keep going, and I wish you guys well.
I like that. I like it a lot, with the psychology degree, and also kind of taking into account some of these experiences that people have, and understanding that it is real to some.
I think that what she saw was the mom. Mm-hmm. I really do.
I do too.
Is any mom who would pass away suddenly, that makes so much sense to me. And so it's a really sad story, but yet sweet.
Mm-hmm.
How that love kind of goes beyond, and how she might always be kind of checking on them, you know, because to me, if you pass away and you could do it that one night, couldn't you do it their whole lives? You know, why not? Where do you got to be?
Oh, and exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know. I found that so sad, because I think of how hard that must be for her ex-husband, and mm-hmm. how hard it would be for the kids. But at the same time, that's beautiful. And I don't know that she shared that with the children, but maybe at an appropriate time, years down the road. I don't know.
I think a good setting might be,
depends on the kids, I guess.
You know, get everybody on the front of a cruise ship, and you just kind of sit them on the bow, and then you go up into the very edge, and you spread your arms out. I'm going to tell you a story, children. So listen, and listen carefully.
Every night in my dream.
I think that'd be a good way to do it, don't you?
I think I'm with you.
I think that would be.
And the kids would be like, she crazy, but we're on a cruise ship.
Like, she cray cray. You know, but yeah. It's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the program, you want access to all of your bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all the other stuff that's over there, check it out on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And enjoy all the extras. There's a lot of it there. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.